Good morning. It's April 10th, and this is your daily brief in Australia news. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that's stirring global conversations, Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong has put forth a proposition that could reshape the Middle East's geopolitical landscape. She suggests that recognising a Palestinian state might be a critical step toward achieving a two-state solution with Israel, aiming for a secure and prosperous future for both parties involved. Wong's proposal comes amid the escalating Israel-Gaza conflict, where she has also called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. This stance is part of a broader Australian government approach toward the conflict, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese advising against an Israeli ground invasion of Rafah. Adding a layer of scrutiny, the government has tasked former Australian Defence Force Chief Mark Binskin with investigating the airstrikes that resulted in the death of an Australian aid worker, expecting full cooperation from the Israeli government and its defence forces. The backdrop to this diplomatic manoeuvring is a deadly cross-border attack by Hamas in southern Israel, triggering a widespread humanitarian crisis. The international reaction is mixed, with the UK indicating it would recognise Palestinian statehood only if Hamas is not in power in Gaza. Meanwhile, the global community is revisiting the question of Palestinian statehood, evidenced by the Palestinian Authority's renewed push for UN membership, a move that has seen some support from several European countries. This development is part of a broader recalibration of international positions on the Israel-Palestine issue, reflecting a complex web of diplomatic, military, and humanitarian considerations. As the world watches, the Australian government's stance signals a potentially significant shift in the international approach to one of the most enduring and contentious conflicts of our time. In a bold move to reshape Australia's economic landscape, the government is gearing up to overhaul the nation's merger laws. This significant shift aims to tackle market concentration head-on, ensuring a more competitive and dynamic business environment. Treasurer Jim Chalmers is poised to unveil a mandatory notification regime for substantial corporate mergers. This new framework is designed to enhance transparency, making it harder for anti-competitive mergers to slip through the cracks. It's a strategic effort to foster a climate of increased productivity and innovation across the Australian economy. The upcoming reforms will modernise merger laws, addressing the issue of serial acquisitions and streamlining the review process. This is a welcome development, according to ACCC Chair Gina Cass-Gottlieb, who sees it as a step towards giving the competition watchdog more teeth in preventing mergers that could harm the economic landscape. The legislation will make a clear distinction between mergers that contribute positively to the market and those that risk leading to undue dominance, particularly focusing on preventing creeping acquisitions. Moreover, the government plans to introduce cost recovery fees for the assessment of mergers, with a thoughtful exemption for small businesses. This initiative is not just about regulation. It's about setting the stage for a more vibrant, competitive, and productive economy. Slated for implementation in 2026, pending parliamentary approval, these reforms mark the most significant shift in Australia's business regulation landscape since the 1970s. It's a clear signal of the government's commitment to ensuring a fair playing field and fostering an environment where innovation and competition thrive. In a decisive move that's stirring both controversy and applause, Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek is poised to reject a massive $1.4 billion development project at Toondah Harbour near Brisbane. This bold stance underscores deep concerns about the potential environmental impact on Moreton Bay's delicate ecosystems and rare wetlands. But the story doesn't end here. The Walker Group, the powerhouse behind this ambitious project, isn't backing down just yet. They're gearing up to use a 10-day regulatory review window to potentially reshape their proposal, aiming to mitigate the environmental concerns that have put their plans in jeopardy. The controversy surrounding the Toondah Harbour development isn't new. Dr. Tony Matthews, an urban planning expert from Griffith University, has voiced a strong opinion that the original application to develop this protected wetland should never have been greenlit. He advocates for a more nuanced, less invasive approach to development in such ecologically sensitive areas. Echoing his concerns, the local community group Redlands 2030 and members of the newly elected Redlands City Council have raised alarms about the project's vast scale and its looming threat to the local environment. This unfolding drama isn't just a local issue. It's sparking a nationwide debate on the adequacy of Australia's environmental protections. The proposed rejection of the Toondah Harbour development has reignited discussions about the need for more robust national environmental laws. With the Albanese government currently consulting on new legislation expected to hit the Parliament floor this year, the outcome of this controversy could have far-reaching implications. Meanwhile, State Development Minister Grace Grace is holding her cards close to her chest, opting to wait for the Walker Group's response to Minister Plibersek's decision before making any public comments. The next few days are critical, as they could potentially reshape the future of Toondah Harbour and set new precedents for environmental stewardship in Australia. In a groundbreaking move, five of Australia's major grocery retailers, including the iconic Woolworths, have banded together to launch a $125 million venture capital fund named W23 Global. This initiative is not just about funding. It's about fostering innovation in the grocery sector at a time when the industry faces both scrutiny and the need for transformation. W23 Global aims to revolutionize the way we shop for groceries. By focusing on startups and scale-ups, the fund seeks to leverage technology to improve customer experiences, overhaul the grocery value chain, and tackle sustainability challenges head-on. This is a unique collaboration where each retailer not only contributes equally to the fund, but also plays a direct role in steering the investments, with their CEOs personally sitting on the investment committee. This structure is designed to provide founders with unparalleled access to industry insights and an accelerated path to understanding and meeting retailer needs. Moreover, DW23 Global is on the lookout for entrepreneurs who are ready to address the pressing issues facing the grocery sector. This proactive approach highlights the fund's commitment to not just passively invest, but to actively seek out and solve problems that impact both businesses and consumers. At the same time, this initiative emerges amid increasing governmental scrutiny over the practices of Australian supermarkets. Accusations of profiteering and price gouging have led to calls for stricter regulations. The federal government, under Treasurer Jim Chalmers, is considering making voluntary codes of conduct mandatory and introducing financial penalties for serious breaches. With the final findings of the government's review expected in June, the sector is at a pivotal moment where the push for innovation through WW23 Global could intersect with new regulatory frameworks aimed at fostering fair competition and protecting consumers. In essence, W23 Global represents a significant step forward for the Australian grocery sector. By uniting to fund innovation, these major retailers are not just responding to immediate challenges, but are also preparing for a future where technology and sustainability are at the forefront of the grocery shopping experience. In a groundbreaking legal battle, Roxanne Tickle, a transgender woman, is taking on the female-only social media platform Giggle for Girls, alleging gender identity discrimination. This marks a pivotal moment as the first case of its kind to be heard by a federal court, spotlighting the complex intersection of technology, gender identity, and legal rights. Roxanne Tickle's journey to the courtroom began after being barred from Giggle for Girls, an app that prides itself on being a safe space for women. The exclusion stemmed from the app's gender verification process, which relies on a selfie and gender detection software to confirm a user's biological sex. Tickle, who identifies as a woman, found herself at odds with the app's policy, sparking a legal debate over the nature of gender identity versus biological sex. The crux of the case lies in this very debate. Tickle's legal team argues that she is unequivocally a woman, challenging the app's reliance on biological sex as a criterion for inclusion. On the other side, Giggle defends its policy, emphasizing the importance of creating a biologically female-only environment. This legal tussle has garnered attention from the Australian Human Rights Commission, which is supporting the case, underscoring its national significance. Public interest in the case is palpable, with Giggle's legal expenses being funded through a crowdfunding campaign. This not only highlights the support for Giggle's stance, but also the broader societal engagement with issues of gender, technology, and discrimination. As the trial unfolds over 4 days, the court has issued a stern warning against any intimidation or harassment from supporters on either side, ensuring the focus remains on the legal arguments at hand. This case represents a critical examination of how gender identity is recognized and respected in digital spaces, setting a precedent for future disputes in this evolving legal and social landscape. This has been your daily brief in Australian news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.